Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
According to the Times of Israel, a body of a hostage recovered in central Gaza. That is according to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. No announcement by the terror group on plans to give the remains to Israel. The IDF has not received this body. What is the latest? How many hostages are still in Gaza? And what happens next? We are joined by Rabbi Avidan Friedman. He's an Israeli activist, a commentator, and he's somebody who's been working with hostage families and tracking Israel's war strategy. Rabbi Friedman, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Can you just give us, it sounds terrible, but a tally, where are we in the process of recovering loved ones for the to be returned from Gaza?
Sure. Good morning to you, Howard. It's good to be back with you. Thank God the tally is that we are now at three. There are three remaining bodies of hostages, two Israelis, Dror Or and Rani Gavili, and one Thai worker, Sonti Sakrin Talak. And their bodies are somewhere in Gaza, and they're ostensibly working to uncover, to find them and to return them.
And what do we know in terms of this body that has been recovered? Do we know who? Do we know the process here?
No, we don't know. There have been conflicting reports. There have been Israeli authorities have said for a while already that Hamas knows where the bodies are. There have been conflicting reports from the Palestinian side about both whether they know and also about the kinds of mechanisms or the means in order to uncover them. They need heavy machinery and this and that. They've made different claims as to the current body that was found by Islamic Jihad. No, we don't. You know, I have the same information in the press that you have, and we don't have an identification. The identification, in any case, is always done in Israel, and we don't have an indication of that the body is being returned, which is of course in violation of the deal that was signed, where all of the bodies are supposed to be returned as soon as they're found. Mm.
How are the families coping? It must be a very, very lonely, difficult time when at this stage when there are only. I mean, to the family, there's no such word as only, but when the majority of the hostages have been returned living and no longer living,
yes,
and there's only three left.
Absolutely. There's three left, and it's only two Israeli families. Nevertheless, there still continue to be actions. There still continue to be rallies to support the families. This past Saturday night, there was still a very large, very, very large group that gathered at Hostage Square in order to stand in solidarity and to tell those families that they are not alone and that we're not abandoning them. But it is a dilemma. Because there are only two, the hostage forum has declared that it is going to be basically taking apart its operations and giving the remaining money to the families in order to use as they deem fit, in order to keep moving this issue forward. And from what I've seen, there's an acceptance on the part of the families that is what makes sense, because it is two. But I think many people have understood. I think there's a very important message that we learned from the Golden family that fought for so long for Hadar Golden as a single soldier. And all along, they said, if we abandon one soldier, if we abandon one killed soldier, we will find ourselves ultimately also abandoning live hostages. And they were right, and they were right to insist on the ethos of leaving no one behind. And so I think there is an energy in Israeli society, certainly to keep up the that voice and that presence of activism around this.
It must be quite difficult in a way for the hostage families to move forward, because and we know this from Judaism. We sit shiva for 7 days when somebody dies this morning, and then you have to get up and walk outside. But certainly in my experience, and for you know, that walking outside is not easy. It's a very difficult transition into a world that is going to carry on and has carried on. The hostage families have in effect been in a shiva situation, cocooned for over 2 years. Moving on has got to be very, very challenging for them.
Absolutely. It's challenging on so many levels. It's challenging because there are still three hostages that have not come back. And so in some ways, there really isn't an ability to move on at all. For any of, not just for the families of those hostages, but for all of the families who have been part of this effort, and there are many family members, both whose loved ones came back earlier in the first deal, but who continued to be very active, and even those whose family members were tragically killed as captives and then came back as bodies, and came back dead, and they remained part of the efforts. And all along, the statement was that we're going to continue ad hachatuf acharon, until the very last one. So that's one level. And another level, and this is where a lot of hostage families are now find themselves dedicating their energies, instead of just to simply going back to life, which is to demand real accountability on the part of the Israeli government, and to demand an official, independent investigation that will happen. And right now, there are many families that are involved in making that demand of something which should be so obvious from the Israeli government, but that the Israeli government has been avoiding in all kinds of ways from the beginning of the war and until now.
That is where we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always, Rabbi Avidan Friedman. He's an activist in Israel, talking about the latest from with regard to hostage bodies as well as the families.